The Heart Goes Last by Margaret Atwood. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell and Mark Deakins. She needs to break it off with Max. She needs to keep them both safe, Stan as well as Max, and herself too. Just not yet. Surely she can permit herself a few more hours, a few more moments of whatever it is. Not happiness, it isn't that. It would have been better if Max's wife Jocelyn had found that note. What would she have thought? Nothing too unsafe. She wouldn't have known who Max was because he never uses that name with his wife, according to him. And he doesn't have sex with her much, or nothing like the sex he has with Charmaine, so there's no need to be jealous. It's two different worlds, and Max and Jasmine are in one of them, and the wife is in the other. For Jocelyn, Max and Jasmine would just be the alternates, living in the house whenever she and her husband were in Positron. She would have thought that Max and Jasmine were Stan and Charmaine, if she paid any attention to that note at all. What else could she possibly have thought? So, phew, Charmaine tells herself. Looks like you got away with it, up to now.
You said what?
She hears Max's voice in her head, the way she often does when he isn't there. She invents him. She knows it. She makes up things for him to say. Though it doesn't feel like making up, it feels as if he's really talking to her.
Phew? Like a vintage funny paper guy? Baby, you're so retro. You're cool. Ask me for it. Bend over.
Anything, she answers. Anything inside this non-house, inside this nothing space, a space that doesn't exist. Between these two people with no real names.
Oh, anything. Already she's abject.
Here it is now, today's address. Max's scooter is already parked, discreetly, four derelict doors away. She can barely make her way up the front steps, her legs are so wobbly. If anyone were watching, they'd think she was crippled.